everybody. This is Colton Shire, and today we'll be speaking with a volcanologist, a geologist, and even a survivor of the 1980 Mount St. Helens eruption that shook the country. Mount St. Helens, or Lualaklau, is an active stratovolcano located in Skamania County, Washington, in the Pacific Northwest region of the United States. Many U.S. citizens were affected by the 1980 eruption, either from losing their homes or losing their loved ones. Let's start by talking to expert volcanologist Dr. Jennings. Hello, Dr. Jennings. Welcome to the show. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day already, but let's just get right into it. So, what can you tell me, and the viewers at home, about the history of Mount St. Helens before the eruption?
Well, the first thing I'd like to point out for everyone at home is that this volcano, Mount St. Helens, started to form only 40,000 years ago, which seems like a lot now, but for a volcano, it's quite young. The pre-1980 summit began only 2,200 years ago. Once Mount St. Helens was formed, it started its growth at 37,000 years ago in the Pleistocene era, wherever that is, during the Canyon stage of dacite and andesite eruptions of hot pumice.
Wow, you sure do know a lot about this volcano. The next question I have for you today is, what is Mount St. Helens most known for? And try to describe what Mount St. Helens actually is for the people at home who may be unaware.
Well, first off, Mount St. Helens is a volcano, which I hope everyone knows by now. But to go deeper into what it consists of, Mount St. Helens is a large eruptive cone consisting of lava or rock interlayered with ash, pumice, and other deposits. The mountain includes layers of basalt and andesite, through which several domes of dacite lava have erupted. The largest of the dacite domes formed at the previous summit. And to answer the original question, I think I would have to say that Mount St. Helens is obviously most known for its eruption in 1980.
Speaking of the eruption, of which occurred in 1980, what can you tell us about that eruption and the science behind it?
I will get to the science, but I would like to just pay my respects to my good friend and co-worker, David Johnston, who died early that morning of the 1980 eruption. Okay, so now let's get into the science behind the eruption. So after the eruption had already begun, the whole north face of the mountain had started to collapse. The north face then collapsed, releasing superheated gases and trapped magma in a lateral explosion. The abrupt release of pressure over the magma chamber created a nube ardente, a glowing cloud of superheated gas and rock and debris. Blown out of the mountain face, moving at nearly supersonic speeds, everything within the 8 miles of the blast was wiped out almost instantly, according to the USGS. This is basically a summary of what happened, along with landslides and other hazardous events which occurred after the eruption.
Alright, thank you very much for being here and sharing your valuable information with us, Dr. Jennings. It's been a pleasure. Alright, next up after the commercial, we'll speak with geologists to touch base with the aftermath of and possible cause of the volcano. With just a little bit of support and labor, you can help citizens of the East Coast recover after the hurricane. Many homes were destroyed and people have nowhere to live. Help your fellow citizens of the U.S. get back what they lost. Just call us at 1-800-765-5638 to show your support. Alright, glad to have everyone back to listen in on our hot topic of Mount St. Helens. I'm currently sitting with geologist Brandon Santee to fill us in. So, Brandon, could you tell us exactly what was happening before the blast?
Sure can. First off, on March 1st, 1980, the University of Washington installed a new system of seismographs to monitor earthquake activity in the Cascades, especially around Mount St. Helens. According to the Department of Geological Sciences at San Diego State University, the first key indication that volcanic activity was imminent was when a 4.2 magnitude earthquake rumbled below the mountain on the ground. and set off a chain of smaller magnitude earthquakes, about 15 per hour. The shaking continued and began to intensify over the next couple of days. By March 25th, seismographs were detecting an average of 3 4-point magnitude quakes every hour. Then, on May 18th at 8:32 a.m., a magnitude 5.1 earthquake registered on the seismograph equipment about 1 mile beneath the volcano, ultimately starting the massive eruption.
Interesting. So could you tell us a little bit about how much was destroyed?
Well, 250 homes, 47 bridges, 15 miles of railways, and 185 miles of highway were destroyed. A massive debris avalanche triggered by an earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale caused an eruption that reduced the elevation of the mountain summit from 9,677 feet to 8,363 feet, leaving a 1 mile wide horseshoe-shaped crater.
Geez, I can't imagine how those poor people are feeling. Brandon, do you know how many people were affected directly?
Sadly enough, about 57 lives were taken in the eruption of Mount St. Helens, one of the world's most notorious volcano eruptions.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Santee. We'll be right back after this commercial. Hi, folks. Are you aware of coral bleaching? Coral reefs are dying, and you can help. Just contact us at coralbleaching.com to donate or help find a way to prevent this from happening. The coral reefs need your help. Thank you everyone for staying tuned. We're back now sitting with a survivor who would like to remain anonymous. So what was it like when you were told to evacuate knowing your home would be most likely be gone when you come back?
It was terrible. I felt like I had lost everything, but I knew I had to evacuate so I wouldn't lose my own life along with everything else. As much as I wanted to stay, I knew I couldn't.
I can't even imagine the feeling. That being said, did you see anything like lava or any signs of an eruption while you were evacuated?
Not too much, since they were pretty far away, but I think a lot of people could see the steam. I did see some lava running down the mountain, but that's about it. It was just said knowing that the homes were being destroyed and people were dying while I was watching it.
Did you know anyone on a personal level who died in the eruption, if you don't mind me asking?
It's alright, but no one that I knew died. An old man that lived close to me refused to evacuate, and his body was never found, but I didn't really know him.
Thank you to all my guests who have joined me today. I appreciate your feedback and info on this situation. Mount St. Helens will forever be remembered as one of the most devastating volcano eruptions in history. All of our prayers here at the studio go up to those who died in the eruption. I'm Colton Shire, and I'll see you next time.